Hey, boys. Hey.
Hey. Hey, hello. Hey.
I had to share this with you.
What? Why? What?
I found a domain name for myself.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yeah.
What is it?
NuclearChristian.com.
NuclearChristian.com?
Nuclear Christian.
That's a pretty good name, but it sounds radioactive.
It is. That's me. I'm radioactive.
Okay, but you're not really a nuclear scientist.
Well, no, but I do know how to microwave popcorn.
Oh, okay, there you go.
You've turned into two blind squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today.
What's he doing?
And here's just it does that. It's this
it
program.
Drags sometimes.
It's this
yeah,
program.
It
it's just got a little thing at the front, and you got to wrap the tape around it twice, and then put the little thing on there. And sometimes it just gets hung. Okay, sorry. Okay.
You've turned into two blind squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just to name a few. It's better
than working in a blazing sun all day.
It's better
than working in the freezing cold all day.
It's better
than working in a cubicle all day.
It's better
than sitting at home doing nothing.
Wait, that means we're pretty much better than everything.
Morning, two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
All right, on today's show, we got bacon bits, we got retaining walls, we got donuts.
And outrageous claims.
Outrageous claims. So tune in if you want to. Or tune out.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's alright.
Nuclear Christian, I think I'll put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah, that sounds cool. NuclearChristian.com.
Oh, I'll get one of those glow-in-the-dark t-shirts.
Maybe they'll think your t-shirt's nuclear.
Oh, yeah. See, that's marketing.
That's marketing. Now, what are you doing in here? What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to come and, share some things with you. Some common misconceptions.
Common misconceptions.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
I was down at the patent office yesterday, and I noticed that a lot of people are claiming credit for the things that I came up with.
Really? Like what? Well, you can sue them for that, you know.
Well, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay.
Well, like this one guy.
Yeah.
He's claiming he came up with oxygen.
Oxygen?
Yeah,
God came up with oxygen.
No, I did that.
You did that?
I came up with oxygen. Yeah?
You invented oxygen.
Yeah. And then later, I put it with the whole, the whole H2O thing. Because I had all these extra O's.
The O is oxygen.
Right. But I had all these extra O's.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I took two H's and an O, and I put them all together. And
that makes absolutely no sense.
What do you mean?
So you're saying you invented water?
Well, yeah. Yeah. Where do you think it came from?
God.
Uh-huh. And Cheese Whiz?
Cheese Whiz didn't come from God.
No, I did that.
I thought Mr. Kraft came up with that.
No. Hey, look, they want you to believe
wait
that.
Wait, did you whiz on cheese, or did you come up with Cheese Whiz?
No, I came up with cheese.
Yes.
That was a whiz.
In a compressed can.
I came up with Smart Cheese.
How old are you?
I originally
because that was around like in 1947.
I originally called it Smart Cheese.
Smart Cheese.
Yes. And then they renamed it to Cheese Whiz.
Ah. Did you sell them that?
Huh? No.
They stole it from
you? They stole it.
They stole it. Well, what else?
Velcro.
Velcro?
Yes.
Velcro was invented by an army guy.
What?
I know that. It was an army guy.
No, I wasn't.
Wasn't? Were you in the army?
No.
You mean the guy in the army stole that from you?
I'm saying the military stole it, and that guy got credit for it.
Sounds like a conspiracy.
It is a conspiracy. Yeah. Maybe one
of you could have made a lot of money off that.
Well, I did make a lot of money off that.
You did?
Yeah, I sewed it on all those wallets and sold those little wallets.
Oh, you did that?
Yeah.
That was you?
That was me again.
That was genius.
Right.
The Velcro wallet.
Right. And I also came up with fake pearls.
Fake pearls.
Yeah.
You invented fake pearls.
Yeah.
How did you make the first fake pearl?
What?
How did you make the first fake pearl?
I can't divulge those kind of secrets.
Uh-huh.
That's industry trade secrets.
Industry trade secrets.
Yeah.
I bet you made a lot of money off that, too.
I can't tell you how I made the Mr. Coffee, though.
You made Mr. Coffee.
I made Mr. Coffee.
The thing that sits on the counter and produces coffee.
Yeah, at first I just called it coffee.
Yes.
But that wasn't formal enough. So I decided to call it Mr. Coffee.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can tell me how you made that.
I can.
Okay, how?
And then there was paper.
Paper?
Yeah, I made paper.
You invented paper.
I invented paper. When I originally came out with it, they wanted to call it papyrus. But you can't send papyrus through a fax machine.
You can't send papyrus through a fax machine.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought the Egyptians came up with papyrus.
No, they came up with those pyramid things.
Oh, okay.
The pyramid schemes.
Pyramid schemes. That was the Egyptians.
That was them. They were the original pyramid schemes. That's what they came up with. Papyrus, I saw me.
That was you.
Yeah.
Okay. But you didn't call it papyrus.
No, I called it paper. I like to call it paper.
Where'd you come up with the name? How did you get paper from papyrus?
Because I didn't call it papyrus. I called it paper.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
Yeah.
You can't have a papyrus airplane.
Yeah. Right? I actually wanted them to pay per sheet.
Pay per sheet?
Yeah.
And that's where you came up with the name?
Paper.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Paper. Yeah. Get it?
Paper sheet of papyrus.
That's all me, though. I came up with all these things. I'm not done yet. I'm still going. I'm making a list.
You're making a list of all the things you've invented?
I have all the things I've come up with. I want credit for these things.
Did you actually invent these things before someone else had stolen from you or after someone stole them from you?
Well, see, I actually have a time machine.
You have a time machine?
Yeah.
So you invented the time machine, too?
I move back and forth, and I come up with these things here, and I take them back there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get stolen from me. Yeah. I try to introduce them in a time period when they'll be most acceptable.
Yes.
And then somebody ultimately winds up taking it from me. Like the light bulb? All me.
You did the light bulb.
All me.
So really, all you need to do is take something that's already invented, take it apart, figure out how it works, then go back in time to a time before the thing was invented, and then try to do it there.
Yeah.
And then you'd be rich.
And Benjamin Franklin with that whole key lightning thing?
Yes.
I invented the kite.
You invented the kite.
The kite.
The kite.
Mm-hmm.
You invented the kite.
Yes.
Why did you call it a kite, by the way?
Why did I call it a kite?
Yeah, if you invented the kite, why did you call it a kite?
Because paperweight was already taken.
but if you invented paper, then what was the first kite made out of?
What?
If you invented paper, and that was after the kite, then what was the first kite made out of?
It was made out of lamb.
The first kite was made out of lamb.
Lamb scans.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And pig intestine.
And pig for string?
Yes. How did you know that, see?
Oh, brother.
All right.
Do you have any more outrageous claims?
Those aren't outrageous claims. Those are real.
Okay. Well, why don't you get back in your time machine and go into the future and figure out what we're going to need next and then bring it back to now?
Are you being smart?
No. No, I'm trying to give you a good suggestion.
Okay. All right.
Well, go work on that.
I will.
He's losing it. You know that, right?
I hope he loses it in the past.
He's been making tea in those Bunsen burner things again. And I think he gets things mixed up.
Fumes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I keep trying to tell him that if you heat the peanut butter too much, it's a chemical reaction.
You don't want to breathe peanut butter fumes.
No. What happened to Carter?
I wasn't expecting that one. All right, why is bacon bits on my run sheet?
Because bacon's universal.
Bacon is universal.
Bacon is universal.
Everybody loves bacon.
Yeah.
If you don't love bacon, not only are you not an American, you're not human.
Wow.
Have you ever met, I'm serious. Have you ever met a person, a man, a woman, or child that did not like bacon?
I don't know. I haven't taken that kind of inventory. I don't think so.
Oh, I have.
Really?
Yes. I ask everybody I meet if they like bacon. Because that's how I know if they're an alien or not. How do you tell? Don't you have a test?
I look for extra toes and stuff.
Yeah, but sometimes they come in shoes. And it gets complicated. Oh. Just ask if they like bacon.
Mm, do you like bacon?
Yeah, it's much easier.
Hmm. Well, I had this conversation with this with my coworker.
By the way, the only ones that I've ever ran into that didn't like bacon, definitely aliens.
Oh,
just don't know. The test works.
Okay,
so y'all all try that on some. And if you don't like, if you ask all your friends and they like bacon and you don't, I'm just saying you might want to check your parents.
Now, do you believe that there's different types of bacon, like for cheddar?
Who's Chetta and why does she need bacon?
Isn't Frichetta a type of bacon?
Who? Chetta.
Frichetta.
Why are you going to give all your bacon to Chetta?
No, not for Chetta.
Yeah.
Frichetta.
We're saying the same thing.
No. I'm not saying that it is for Chetta.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying it's Frichetta.
You're saying it faster. I don't. You're saying there's a type of bacon called cheddar.
I think so because I had this conversation with my coworker.
Are you sure it's not a cheese?
It sounds like a cheese, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, but she said there's frichetta bacon.
Frichetta bacon.
I don't know. I think she's
confused. She may be an alien.
But she was saying there was like an Italian bacon.
An Italian bacon. Are there Italian pigs? Did the pig speak Italian before it was killed?
Italiano.
And fried, it's bacon. It's a slice of pig fried in a pan. You can't have that Italian. You know how you do that? You put olive oil in there before you fry it. I mean, come on. It's freaking pig, people.
And that's where I started getting off on the fact that bacon is universal.
Don't mess with the bacon. Leave stuff alone.
Don't touch
the ham.
There's
nothing more pure than bacon, okay? Bacon is one of the purest things on the planet. It's just a slice of pig in a pan fried. Don't be putting your cheddar cheese on it, and don't be making it for somebody named Cheddar, and don't be making it Italian, and it ain't Chinese, and it doesn't have special herbs and spices on it, and you're not going to cook it in any type of 100% fat-free. It's fat. It doesn't matter if you cook it in fat-free oil. It's fat itself. You're fried fat.
Well, it's good to know that you could get all worked up about a subject like this.
It just drives me crazy. People just keep messing with stuff.
Gotta keep tweaking it.
Tweaking it out. You know what bacon is, though? Bacon does have.
What's that?
That's the donut factor.
The donut factor.
Bacon has the donut factor.
What's the donut factor?
What do you mean, what's the donut factor? The donut factor. If you talk about donuts, you want a donut.
Oh, this is true.
If you talk about donuts, and you really talk about donuts, then you're going to want a donut.
Yeah,
this I mean, is you true. Think about the donut, you think about, do I want a donut hole, or do I want a donut, right? I want a donut with a hole in the middle of it. Or do I want a donut with the sprinkles on top with a chocolate-covered donut? Or do I want an apple fritter?
Ooh
yeah.
Now, an apple fritter, as I've been told, is all the little pieces and parts all lumped together and fried.
Yeah, and apples.
And apples. I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought that was special.
And the donut hole is the little hole that's a poke out of the donut.
What?
The little donut holes? Those are the holes they poke out of the donuts.
Oh. Now, why do they do the hole? What's the hole in the donut for?
Well, so when you fry the bread to get it to a perfect consistency, the middle part where the dough is doesn't get enough heat in it to fry it to the perfect consistency.
Uh-huh.
So that's why they poke the hole in the middle because it would be gooey.
I always thought it was just so you'd have a handle.
No, it's not for a handle. What do you need a handle for? Is the donut going to roll away?
So you hook your finger in there.
Well, what difference does that make?
I don't know.
You can't hold a cookie.
What?
Can't you hold a cookie? Cookies don't have a hole in the middle.
Oh, that's true. I hadn't thought about that like that.
You know what's funny? Amy T. calls Cheerios bagel seeds.
What?
She calls Cheerios bagel seeds.
Never heard that before.
Yeah.
That's cute.
That's funny, isn't it?
Yeah. All right. Well, moving on from that, I have a story to tell you.
A story?
A story.
I like stories.
We're at Jill's cousin's house.
Wait, let me get my binky. Go ahead.
Okay. We're at Jill's cousin's house for a one-year-old birthday party. Okay? Her cousin, her niece is one year old.
Oh, okay. I thought the party lasted a whole year there for a minute.
No. And so the cousin's husband
Yes.
is there.
And that's the father.
Yes, the father. And yes, and his parents are there.
Okay.
So the grandparents are there.
Okay.
And so
I get who the party is really for anyway, because the one-year-old doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, they're just going to smash cake.
Never remember it anyway.
Yeah. So, but I hadn't had an opportunity to sit down and talk to his dad before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'd seen his mom, but I hadn't had a chance to talk to his dad.
Okay.
So the football game is on, right?
Oh, sure.
Because it's a one-year-old
birthday party. You gotta have the football game on.
And and he's watching the football game, and this is actually when Navy beat Notre Dame.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
And so anyway, so we're sort of sitting there and mindlessly watching the game and all that kind of stuff like that. And somehow I don't remember how the conversation starts, but he starts telling me about how this country is. We went from Navy to Naval Academy to naval programs, uh-huh. to nuclear programs, to...
This is your conversation.
This is the conversation. This is the train of thought in the conversation. And then he starts telling me about...
I couldn't hold my own in a conversation like that.
Well, he starts talking about how in this country we're against nukes. We're against nuclear power. That in France they use nuclear power, but we don't want nuclear power. We don't want coal plants, but we don't want nuclear power either. And he starts talking about the why that's kind of silly because of the thickness of the walls, and he starts like naming actual dimensions of the thickness of the walls, and he says everybody thinks about Chernobyl and the meltdown they had in Chernobyl. He says but they have a different system than we have, and we use water for cooling the core, and then they used carbon or some kind of other substance, and he says, you know why we use water, right? And I said, I don't know. And he says, because with the particle, because it slows down the particles better, because you have the H2O, you got this. He starts breaking the whole thing down. He's like, he starts getting into the atomic weight of the particles.
Is he a nuclear physicist or something?
Well, I don't know. I'm just listening to this guy. I'm completely amazed. Cool. I've never had this level of conversation with anybody before, especially. Man, 1-year-old children's birthday party.
I'm barely keeping up with what you're saying.
Yeah, and he's talking about the atomic mass.
1-year-old certainly wasn't following this.
Yeah, he's talking about the atomic mass. And he's talking about all this stuff, and he's talking about all this, and why Chernobyl. And he says, you know, that we use water because it slows down the particles, and they use carbon, and it didn't. And he starts getting into he starts telling me about all the pilots that died trying to dump water on the Chernobyl because of the radiation and all this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I said.
So he's got to be like an engineer.
I said, so.
A nuclear engineer or physicist. I said,
so
or,
what is it? What do you what do for
do?
A living?
Okay, well, yeah. What did he say?
And he says, I build retaining walls.
He for nuclear plants?
No, just, you know, like your retaining walls for, you know, gardens and landscaping and stuff like that.
He's a retired physicist.
No.
Now builds retaining walls.
No, he did a couple custom homes in a year, sort of thing.
He builds retaining walls.
Yeah. I was like, okay then.
Okay. Yeah. So
yeah.
That's so you have so in other words, you sit in your truck a lot and listen to talk radio. Good grief.
Well, in all fairness to him, in apparently in his youth,
yes.
he was involved in the naval. Nuclear program,
and he left that to build retaining walls.
I guess.
I mean, I would think there'd be a lot of money in that.
I would think so too. I thought he was going to tell me that he was an engineer, structural engineer, and he built, you know, nuclear reactors or oversaw projects or, you know, super colliders or something. I don't know, whatever. No, just retaining walls.
He must be in a government witness program.
Yeah, but then the conversation kind of went south. Yeah, because then he started telling me how that certain races didn't have the capacity to write their own names and stuff. And,
what?
And that the only reason that certain parts of Africa and stuff like that, the only reason that they had civilized, governments and things like that in those areas because they were established by England, you know, established by the Britons, you know, and all this stuff like that, and then their history was wrapped up in that, and I was like, okay,
wow.
I was pretty much out on the conversation on that part because I was thinking yeah, the white people established the governments and stuff, but they also supplied the the different tribes with weapons to protect the mine, the gold, the diamond mines and stuff. And
yeah,
I'm sure there's a little bit of that going on. So, okay, I want to go get some cake.
Yeah. Okay. There's a 1 year old around here somewhere.
Get some cake.
Oh boy.
Yeah. It was a build up and then a letdown.
Yeah, but seriously though, I mean, seriously, talk about this issue for just a second.
Yeah.
Before we... Doesn't the retaining wall... Doesn't that sound like... you're doing something to the wall? You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's like, okay, all you walls come over here. We're going to have to come and get all these walls inside this fence, okay? You know? Or maybe you're giving them a dollar. Like, here, now you're under retainer. You know,
it's just like you're doing something to the wall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or you give it, you know, or you're keeping a wall under retainer. You say, here's a, you know, put a dollar in one of the bricks or something. Yeah. You know, or all your other walls can go, but you, I'm retaining you back. You know, it's like a wall in detention is a retaining wall. I mean, what I don't understand what they come up with. It is. It's an action. It's a noun, but it's an action noun because it's a retaining. Wall.
The ing makes an action.
Anytime there's an ing in a noun, it's just very unstable. Like string. I mean, you know, what's up with string? Is it a stringing? You know, I mean, it's like string. So what's the string doing? Because if the string is inging, is that, you know, it doesn't. It just, you know, it's a noun, but it's got ing at the end. That doesn't fit. Doesn't make any sense.
I never thought about a stringing.
Stringing. How do you? But you don't stringing. You string up, right? You're not stringing the room with string.
Yeah.
You know, you are stringing the...
you string something up, yeah.
What is that thing, the crepe paper, you know, the... What am I trying to think of? Crepe paper, is that right?
I don't know.
But, you know, the roll, and you hang it from the ceiling, and everything looks festive.
Yeah. Streamers.
Streamers, there you go. You're not stringing them around, you string them. So you just drop the last ing. Almost just tipped my entire drink over.
You knocked that glass over and caught it in midair. That was...
Well, it was headed toward my laptop, and that couldn't happen.
Fantabulous, man. That was great.
Yeah, it scared me. I got an adrenaline rush, though. It was pretty cool. Yeah. Let's go get donuts.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it. I'll take 1 dozen donut holes, please.
1 dozen donut holes. And an apple fritter.
To go,
because you can't just have apple. You know, have you really noticed? You can't just have donut holes.
No,
I mean you can get 10 dozen donut holes.
Box.
You can have an entire crate full of donut holes.
Oh yeah,
and it's not a complete meal. I mean, they're great.
No.
You need. I want 200 donut holes, and an apple fritter. I mean, there's always something else that has to come with that.
It's because you're only going to eat 1 donut hole
at a time.
For all day long.
And they're the most bite-sized food ever.
Yeah, they...
Right? Because they're the perfect size.
Just to dissolve.
Ta-da! Yes, I would like 5,000 donut holes and a pig in a blanket. Because you got to have a little protein or something. You know, if you have a pig in a blanket and an apple fritter, and then like 10,000 donut holes. Haven't you covered like all the food groups? Because you got a fruit, you got a protein, you got a cereal. All you need is a glass of milk, and you're covered, man.
You're good.
You had a full on 4 food group day right there. That's what about a new diet? That's a new McFadden diet. We'll see how we do on that.
Your home ec teacher's a hole in her grave.
Yeah, she's not happy. She died of diabetes anyway. All right. Thanks for joining us today. Do be sure you put bacon bits on your donut, and we will see you tomorrow.
That's right. Bye, Oscandias.
Bye, Oscandias, everybody.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.